Everyone, my name's Chris Nehote, and I am here with others from Women in Recovery. We're so excited that you're able to be with us this evening. And for those of you via Zoom, we're glad you're here too. Your energy is helping us to kick off the 2023 Women in Recovery Speaker Series.
This theme is focused on connection, connecting with our higher power, ourselves, and connecting with others. And I can't think of a better person to help us start the year than Michelle Simonson, who will be inviting us to write a letter from our higher power to ourselves. Tonight's event is a powerful spiritual practice that's become a Women in Recovery favorite. So whether it's your first time joining us, or if it's something that you look forward to each year, we invite you to settle into this sacred space or set up a sacred space at home. I would invite our online viewers to set up a space where you can be alone, undisturbed, with minimal distractions. Maybe you want to snuggle up with a comfy blanket or simply light a candle. You'll want to have a pen and paper handy as we receive guidance in writing our letters. It'll also be helpful to have an envelope available for when we are through writing our letter, and instructions will be given to you then as well. So before we get started, we have a couple of housekeeping items for our Zoom guests. In order to ensure a safe environment for everyone, we ask that when joining the meeting, you identify yourself by including your first name and last initial, and to please be sure your video is turned on. Failure to do so may result in your being removed from the meeting. We've muted everyone in order to minimize some of the audio distractions, so your audio is turned off by default. Your toolbar is located at either the bottom or the right-hand side of your device, depending on the type of device you're using. Your toolbar will allow you to access the chat window, which is where we'll be posting information pertaining to tonight's presentation. Michelle has provided some handouts for tonight, which will be posted in the chat window. These handouts will also be posted on the retreat's website under Women in Recovery Resources page for further reference. A recording is also available for those of you that were unable to attend tonight's session live. Now, let's open the evening with a centering moment of silence. Like I said, we're so pleased that you could join us tonight. It's the mission of Women in Recovery to create a caring community that provides education, spiritual insight, and growth opportunities for women in 12-step recovery programs. We come together to learn and grow around issues that universally affect us all. Please note that this is not a 12-step meeting, nor is it a replacement for a 12-step program. If you'd like to learn more about Women in Recovery and our upcoming programs, please take a flyer listing our speakers for this year, or visit the website on the retreat and our Facebook page. Those links are being provided in the chat window. A couple of quick announcements. If you'd like to receive emails on upcoming Women in Recovery events, please write your first and last name and your email address on the clipboard that's going to be sent. For those of you that are attending over Zoom, you can add this information in the chat window. We do need your first and last name, so if you're uncomfortable with providing that information, just know that a Women in Recovery board member will follow up with you. Volunteer opportunities. If you've been attending the Women in Recovery events and would like to learn more about how you can be a part of our community, please indicate this in the clipboard that we're passing. And for our Zoom attendees, please indicate your interest in the chat window and include your contact information, your email, cell phone. Those are really helpful as well. We are currently seeking volunteers with graphic design experience or project management experience. There are several members of our board that are present tonight. So if you want to talk more about these opportunities or have questions, please look for one of the women that are wearing a special Women in Recovery name tag. We're also going to be passing a basket for contributions to help cover expenses. It's in the same spirit that a donate button is available on the website of the Women in Recovery page. And as with all 12-step meetings, no contributions are necessary. We appreciate any and all donations. So thank you in advance. Now, let's get started with tonight's presentation. We are pleased to welcome back Michelle Simonson. Michelle is a Soma yoga therapist specializing in providing relief from chronic traumatic experiences. She's also a certified recovery coach. Tonight, Michelle will be leading us through a meditation to help us connect with our higher power. So I invite you to get comfortable and allow yourself to be guided during tonight's presentation. Michelle, I'll turn it over to you. Hi, everybody. Can you hear me okay? Stephen, can you hear me okay over there? All right, my name is Michelle and I am an alcoholic. I want to thank all of you for being here tonight, both live and on Zoom as well. It is my honor to be here again. I might get a little emotional. I'm happy to be here doing Letters from God again. It's been my honor to do this for many years now, and I'm happy to be back. I've actually moved out of state, so I'm very honored to be here tonight to be presenting this very sacred event that many people look forward to every year. So thrilled to be here. So I want to start with just a little bit of a thought. I want to bring us together because I know there's many of you that are out there on Zoom, and then we've got people that are here in this space. So I'm going to talk a little bit about one of my favorite authors. His name is Emmett Fox, and some of you might be familiar with him. And he talks about the seven aspects of God. And one of those aspects that he talks about is soul. He talks about the fact that the idea that God is soul. And when he talks about God as soul, it is the idea that this soul cannot be broken apart. It is an undivided and indivisible living energy of life itself. It cannot be broken apart into pieces, nor can it exist all by itself. You are a part of this undivided, indivisible, living, breathing energy of life. You do not exist as a broken apart piece. You do not exist all by yourself. The breath you breathe, the beat of your heart, is a part of a living, breathing soul, the soul of God. I'd like you to take a moment and allow your hand to come to your belly, if it feels all right for you, wherever you're at, and just let a hand come to your heart. I'm going to create a little bit of sacred space. I'd like you to take an inhale and an exhale. I invite you to sense and feel, or even just imagine that you do, that you are a part of an undivided soul, that within you exists only pure love, truth, wisdom. Take a breath in and let it out. Sense and feel, or imagine that you do, that in this moment, you are enough, that you matter. And that you belong. Breathe in love. Breathe out fear.
And as you sense that connection of oneness, sense, feel, or even imagine that you, if you are a part of this universal soul, this oneness, we all are a part of this universal oneness. That each and every one of us in this room and in the room of Zoom that connects us all together, we are all one together in this space. Breathe in connected, breathe out separate. Releasing the idea that we are anything but one. Breathing in the idea that we are creating that safe, sacred space here tonight, coming together for one purpose, to reach in and recognize that within ourselves is that love and wisdom, that truth, that connectedness. And we raise the vibration, not only in this room here, but in the room of every one of you out there in Zoom. And we raise that connection and that energy to be pure love. And we are all safe. We are all connected to that love within. Breathe in and breathe out. And release your arms, release your hands, and even maybe wiggle your fingers and wiggle your toes. And if you're in Zoom and you can see each other on those squares, look around at them. And here in this room, look around at each other and even offer a little smile to each other. And just know that we just connected. We just raised the vibration of the group that we're in together here and the universe as a whole, right? And we are all connected. And we made a safe, sacred space where we know we can write our letter to God. So as we've created a little bit more space of connectedness, I'm going to go through a little bit of the details of what we are here to do tonight. So here in this space, there's an envelope on the table. There's some paper on the table. If at home, you have some paper to write on and an envelope to send this letter in. If you haven't done this before, I'll go into a little bit deeper detail. But what we're going to be doing is you're going to write a letter to yourself from your higher self, your God self, that part of you that is the soul of God that knows only love. So it will be put in an envelope at the end of the evening. It will be addressed to yourself. So you're going to fill out an envelope, address it to yourself, put the return address to yourself. And here at the space we're in here, you'll be able to seal it and leave it here at the space. If at home, what we're inviting you to do is to put it in another envelope, to seal it and then put it in another envelope and mail it to the retreat. I know if you're in the world of Zoom right now, that might sound like a little bit of an extra step, but what it offers you is we're going to mail that letter to you in 6 months from now, and you will get that letter. And I know from experience over the many years, it is an amazing gift to 6 months from now get a letter from your higher self, and you get to hear what that part of you had to say. So if you're out there at home, to be able to take that and put it in an envelope, you're going to mail it to Chris at the retreat. They're going to put it in the chat for you, so you'll have the address, and they will never open that envelope. They're never going to open the inner envelope as well. 6 months from now, they're going to take them out, and then they're going to mail them all for you. They're going to stamp them for you as well. Yes, okay, I'm getting the nod, sorry. So truly invite you to send the letter off to the retreat to experience the full amount, the full experience as if you were here doing the letter and getting it sent to you 6 months from now. So the questions, you will be given two questions for this evening when we get to that point. They are all on the table. When we get to that point, they will be in the chat for all of you on Zoom. And it is, looking back on the last year, where do you feel that I've made mistakes? Where have I experienced loss? Don't worry about writing any of this down out there. Don't worry about it, because it's going to be given to you when we're at that time. When have I felt like a failure? Where have I felt lost? My God self would like me to look at these events through the lens of acceptance, compassion, and love, with the gifts and strengths that are being offered to me as a result of these experiences. And then we're going to look forward into the next year as well. I really wanted to focus on that part about the acceptance, compassion, and love. And just as we opened with that idea of a universal love, the soul of God, and that part of us that is an undivided part of that, that we are connected to, that is the part we're going to be seeking to tap into, to connect to write this letter tonight. So as you're drafting that letter, what I want to invite you to think of as you begin that letter, because when we get to the time at the end of this meditation, and when we get to that space to start that letter, I know it can be easy to start with the idea of, what am I supposed to write? Number one, you're going to have the questions, but keep in mind that what you start to write, you know, when you get to that pen to paper, you might start writing something completely different. That's fine. Then that's what you need to be, I'm getting goosebumps. That might be what you need to write about. So don't worry about that. We're going to have a set amount of time to write. Depends on how long I talk. You're going to get a set amount of time to write. And when you get to that, if you write one sentence and you set your pen down, don't worry. Just pause and breathe, and then see if anything else comes to you. And then you can start to write again. Your letter might be really long, it might be really short. Don't judge yourself. Don't feel anything other than the love of, this was the message that you needed to receive. Trust. Trust in the love, the compassion, the understanding, and the forgiveness in what you need to hear from your higher self. And that's the important part about tonight, the letter from God. As we go through, after the meditation, as we go through the meditation and we get into the meditation, I will have a song that's going to be played. It will be played here and on Zoom. And then I will complete the meditation and we will go into the letter writing. I will give you, let you know the amount of time you're going to have to write. I will also let you know as we're drawing towards the end, I'll give you a little couple minute warning. I don't like the word warning, so that was a poor choice. I'll let you know when you've got a couple minutes left to write and you can begin to wrap up. And then when we have about 30 seconds or so left, I'll also let you know that we're drawing towards the end to wrap up any last thoughts that you would like for yourself to know. And then you can sign that letter. And I like the idea of starting that letter with, you know, my darling Michelle, my dearest beloved, don't write it to me, but to yourself, right? So writing that letter and greeting yourself as a, but treat yourself as you would a beloved child, right? How would you talk to a beloved child? Using that kind and compassionate voice to draft this letter. I think that covers most of the details I want us to get into this evening. We have a limited amount of time, and I want you to have the time to write your letter. So let's get comfortable. So if you are here in the space with us tonight, find yourself at ease in your chair. If it's comfortable to put your feet on the floor, do that. If you're out there in Zoom, know that we are all together, right? We're all connected. Get comfortable. It's going to be probably a 10 to 15 minute meditation. So allow your hands to be at ease. And take a breath. And you're going to begin to allow your gaze to soften. Allow your attention now to begin to turn inward. Leaving the outside world, the physical world. And it's as though you are allowing the scene from the outside world to fade, like that scene at the end of a movie where they slowly fade away. And if you haven't allowed your eyes to close, if it feels safe to you, close your eyes now. And in your mind's eye, a new scene opens. And you find yourself standing at the middle of a crossroad. And you look around as you stand here. And maybe this crossroad is made of dirt, pavement, a busy freeway interchange. But what you notice here as you stand is the things that you have clung to, the fears that have held you back. The roads that you took that seemed that were so right at the time, the ones that you regret. The paths that you see that you made that you wondered, what if I had chosen that? What if I had gone this way? What if I had gone that way? The roads of where do I go now? What do I do next? The path of the dead ends. The roads of how did I get here in the first place? This is not how it was supposed to go. And you stand at this crossroads and round you go. And all the while you were standing here, clinging to the past, fretting about the future, wondering, debating with yourself, thinking. You didn't notice that a fog had rolled in. It rolled in and surrounded you, and it is now blocking your view in every direction. This fog is the confusion of your ever busy mind, directing you, maybe even shouting sometimes, go this way. Go that. No, do this. Stop. Go. Wait. Go back. And in all the confusion and all the struggling and all the fighting, the fog continues to grow denser, heavier, more confusion, more regret. More worry as the mind continues to control. And here you are knowing, I don't know which way to go. And it's oh, you stand still because you can no longer see your hand in front of your face. So you look down and you see. You see that you can see one thing, your feet. And you breathe in and out. The rhythm of your heart begins to beat. The sound of your breath joins the beat of your heart. And you feel calm, settled, and at ease. And suddenly you are able to take one small step forward, followed by another, and another. And bit by bit, one small step followed by the next, you move through this dense fog of confusion your mind had created. And you begin to realize that as you're moving and watching your feet and taking these small steps, you're moving in the direction of a sound. It is the softest, sweetest sound you've ever heard. It is so familiar. It is so true. It is so real. You don't know how you have never noticed this sound before. It's so quiet. It's so low. It is literally as though it is the sound of silence that you are hearing and following as you look at your feet, one small step at a time. One foot in front of another, gently listening, slowly moving. You hear with more clarity, you see more clearly, and you feel more purely. Finally, you know you have carried your burden, all the questions, the pain, as far as you can, as far as you need to. And you realize that now your feet, as you look down, are in the water. But it isn't just any water. You look around, you look up, and the confusion is gone. The fog has lifted. And you see that you have reached the edge of the most brilliant, stunning river. This river has no beginning, and it has no end. And as this warm, crystal clear water touches your feet, your ankles, you see the sun shining brightly. You hear the sounds, so pure, so true. And you are wrapped in the feeling and the sense of true, pure love. And it's as though sinking into that hot bath on a cold day, you allow yourself to enter into the river as you hear it say, "You have come as far as you can now. Your effort is done. You have brought it all to us now. The river will take it all. We will work it all out. Come into the warmth, bask in the sun. Come into the flow in the current of the river. Let yourself in the river become one." Thank you.
in the ever-shifting waters of the river of this life. I was swimming, seeking comfort. I was wrestling waves to find. Boulder I could cling to, the stone to hold me fast. Where I let the fretful waters of this river round me pass. And so I found an anchor, a blessed resting place. A trusty rock I called my savior. There I would be safe from the river and its dangers. And I proclaim my rock divine. Pray to it protect me, and the rock replied, God is a river, not just a stone. God is a wild raging rapids and slow meandering flow. God is a deep and narrow passage, peaceful sandy shore. God is a river swimmer, so let go. Still I clung to my rock tightly, with conviction in my arms, never looking at the stream to keep my mind thoughts of harm. But the river kept on coming, kept on tugging at my legs, till at last my fingers faltered and I was swept away. So I'm going with the flow now, these relentless twists and bends, acclimating to the motion and a sense of being led. And this river is like my body now, it carries me along through the ever-changing scenes and by the rocks that sing this song. God is a river, not just a stone. God is a wild raging rapids and slow meandering flow. God is a deep and narrow passage, a peaceful sandy shore. God is a river swimmer, so let go. God is the river swimmer.
God is a river. You have always been a part of the river. It has always been a part of you. An undivided part. It cannot be broken apart into pieces, nor can it exist by itself. You cannot be broken into pieces, nor can you exist by yourself. In the river we flow with the strength of courage and strength of unconditional love. Feeling the complete truth and wisdom of an energy and a source of life that has always been there for you. It never left. It never will. We need only bring it to the edge of the river and allow it Bring your burdens. Bring the pain. And allow it to take it and flow with the river. And knowing that when the fog returns, which it always will, because the mind does what the mind does, we remind ourselves, I was never alone. My heartbeat, my breath is the very part of the river. And I am part of it. Taking a breath in and a breath out. Feeling that connection with the breath and the heartbeat. Knowing that this part of you that is love, only pure love, truth, wisdom, compassion, kindness, has a message for you tonight. And it's asking you to write that message down. So allow your eyes to slowly, gently focus on the light of the room and return to the space we're in. Taking another deep breath in and a long breath out. And allowing your hand now to find that pen, that paper, wherever you are. And picking up that pen and putting it to the paper, and again, knowing that the questions are on the table where you are, or they're on the screen if you're on Zoom. And if it's something else that comes, allow that to come. And we are going to have about 15 minutes to write, and I will give you about a 5-minute notice and then a little bit from there. So
going to take about 4 more minutes for writing. So again, if you've completed, then you're complete. But if you have more to write, please keep writing. And then I'm going to give you about another 1 minute warning here in just 3 minutes. Allowing yourself about that, another minute to maybe 90 seconds to wrap up your letter. Making those final touches to this letter, signing it to yourself from that highest, most sacred space within. And then taking that time to fill out that envelope, whether you're here, live, or at home. Again, I just want to touch on again, especially for those of you that are at home, the sacredness of this event that has gone on now for many years. We were in discussion earlier today behind to decide how long this has been. I think it was 2015 is what I'm leaning towards is when this started for the first year. So that's, I think think, 8 years that this has been happening. It is such a sacred, sacred experience. I've heard from so many women over the years, and I know the women on the board would agree from the experiences of getting this letter 6 months in the future. So if you are at home, to put that in an envelope and then write it to yourself and seal that envelope and put it in another envelope and mail it to the retreat. And I know that information is being placed in the chat for you, so you have that information to mail it. And Chris will be saving those and holding on to those, and then they will all get mailed to you 6 months later. It is literally receiving a letter from God. Who doesn't want to get a letter 6 months from now from God? I know I sure do. So I think I'm going to go home, because this is being recorded tonight, so I think I'm going to go home and write my own letter to God when I can listen to it. So yeah, I really encourage you at home to send that letter in so you can receive that back to yourself. So, and if you're here, you're going to be able to leave that in a basket here, and then they will be mailing those 6 months from now to you. So just kind of wrapping that up, I think my part is complete at this moment. I just want to invite everyone to, again, just take a moment, put your hand on your belly, put your hand on your heart, and just, this is always, I had the honor of being with the ladies at the retreat today, and we did this. This is always my reminder. I do this before I get out of bed in the morning. I do this often throughout the day when I get frazzled. This is my reminder of my connection to God, to my higher power, to the river, to take that breath in, feel the expansion of my belly, feel that heartbeat, and take that breath in and let it go. And whatever it is that I'm feeling at that moment, I just breathe in love. And I breathe out and let go of whatever that is that it doesn't serve me in that moment. So breathe in love. And breathe out and let go. I want to thank the Women in Recovery again for inviting me to be here tonight. I want to thank my amazing host and hostess, my two hostesses that I am staying with for this trip, and the four dogs and the two cats that I'm with while I am here. I want to thank my niece. I think this is the first time she's experienced me doing anything, so this has been great. So thank you so much, and I'm going to give it back to Chris.
Thank you, Michelle. Thank you for being here on such a special night and helping us to have such a magical experience. And I want to thank all of you for bringing your energy, your love, your light to this space so that we could feel this connection and go through this experience together. And thank you to our Zoom viewers for also joining us this evening, connecting with us, connecting with your higher power, with your heart. I think when we all get to do these things, we make our world a better place. So thank you. When you leave this evening, there is a basket right before exiting.